The touchdown one, I was just it was a simple out route. It's usually a play recall on third and one or two, and I was able to get out. I caught it, and when I turned up field, I saw Hakeem was giving me a great block, and I saw the sideline wide open, so I continued up the sideline, and I was looking at myself on the old Jumbotron and was just making sure they weren't too close. So I was just continued up the sideline right to a touchdown. And what was that, the 44-yarder? Yeah. It was it was basically me going up the seam, and I saw the safety go opposite of where I was going. And I just continued up the seam, and Eli, when I turned around, Eli was kind of shaking off some defenders, and he just heaved one over to me, and I just kind of made a play on the ball. It's amazing, man. You know, growing up here, you've seen all the, you know, the great run in 2007 and all the not so great runs, and just to be a part of this history and be a part of this program is just amazing for me, and to make the playoffs is just an exciting feeling. I'm glad I was a part of it, and I owe all the credit to my teammates and coaching staff for just believing in me and trusting me.
How do you describe your skill catching the run?
I guess it was just God-given ability. You know, when I get the ball in my hands, I try to make the most out of every play. I try to make the maximum yardage I can get on every time I touch the ball. And it's just, God's blessed me with some ability to do some good things and be able to jump and run and run good routes and stuff like that. So I owe all the testament to God.
A lot of people can jump and run. I mean, they can't do it.
I guess so. I think it's just more being in the right place at the right time and using that ability to outjump a defender or to run around.
Victor, what did you think was realistic for you this season? What was a realistic goal?
A realistic goal was to just get a catch in a game, in a real game that mattered, in a real game that counted. And to progress that and to go into the season and due to some unfortunate injuries, I was able to come in and play a significant role, and it was just it's just been an amazing ride, man. It's been a roller coaster for me, and I'm excited that we're here. We won our division, and we're into the playoffs.
What point in the season, those of us who don't cover you every week, but what point in the season did you know you could be the receiver that these numbers indicate you are?
It was more of just, I wasn't really looking at the numbers, and I wasn't really looking at, statistics and all of that. I was just trying to come in every week, knowing what I had to do, knowing what the coaching staff implied throughout the week, and knowing what I had to do against the defense, and just fulfilling that. And it's just, every week I've been able to do some significant things, do some good things. And my goal was just to do my part in order for us to win every game.
Two more questions for Victor. Really 6'1"?
With my cleats on, I'm 6'1". That's how I like to look at it, so yeah.
Do you spend some extra time after the game out on the field and then going over to the stands? What was that whole scene like for you?
It was just surreal, man. I've come a very long way, had a lot of ups and downs in my life, and it was just exhilarating just to see all the fans and essentially, part of this game, we do it for them, is for them to be around and to keep us in the game. And they're a big part of this game as well. So I just, wanted to show them some love and go over there and talk to them a little bit and stuff like that. So that's kind of what that was.
You guys are pretty young.
Last question for
Victor. You guys are pretty young in the wide receiver position, and some people are wondering if you can handle the pressure of the postseason. Do you think you answered that question today?
I think so. I think we had a lot of ups and downs throughout the season. And when our team needed it the most, we've responded and we've done some good things. And we were able to, keep a level head throughout, going on a four-game skid and stuff like that. We were able to keep our composure and not get crazy or not get, not start a spatting war with each other and stuff like that. So I think we're able to compose ourselves. Although we're young, we're very confident and we have old souls, I guess you could say, and we'll be okay moving forward. Yeah, I saw him. I saw him after the game, too, and I told him if he wants to do my dance, he's got to be a little bit more fluid, man. These guys need to take some classes, some courses, and stuff like that. So I told him it was cool. It's cool with me.
Sure. Thanks, Vic.
Positive.